740 WKTY La Crosse, Western Wisconsin sports leader, 96.7 FM, 580 AM. My friend Dan from Reedstown getting into the throes of the poll question this morning. Who do you think has more pressure on him this weekend, Lamar Jackson or Josh Allen? Dan from Reedstown says, Lamar Jackson's a running back and a quarterback. Josh Allen is going to continue to ascend as a quarterback. More pressure will be on Lamar Jackson. Former quarterback in the NFL, CFL, and for the UNLV Rebels in Las Vegas, he is now our twice-weekly contributor here on the show, John Denton. Before we get into some sports betting talk, JD, I got to get your thoughts on this. Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen playing this weekend against each other. Both of them were first-round picks in 2018. Josh Allen goes 7. Lamar Jackson goes 32. Who do you think has more pressure on him to win this game, JD?
I agree with your listener, Baltimore quarterback. The reason is as simple as that, you know, he's ascended already to an elite player status. Mm-hmm. He's won an MVP, and once you get to that status, you're expected to maintain that status. You're expected to rise to the occasion, and I think Josh Allen is just now coming onto the scene, and again, no pressure. They won a playoff game since 95, I think, was the first time. They won a playoff game since 95, my senior year of high school.
Right.
So I think similar situation to the Browns, where I think that they won the first round of the playoffs, and it was like almost like a sense of relief for them. And, I think he's going to play loose, but pressure's on Lamar Jackson this week for sure.
You see, and I'm sort of taking the other side of this, and the reason, John, I sort of laid this out for our listeners top of the hour, the reason I'm sort of taking the other side of this conversation, I was, you know, desperate to get your thoughts on it, is simply because Josh Allen was the number 7 pick, right? Lamar Jackson, number 32. If you're a top 10 pick, you're expected to be good. And I sort of looked at it in one part of the question, like, who has overachieved more already? And I would say it's Lamar Jackson. He has way overexceeded expectations. As to where Josh Allen, with that number 7 pick overall, you're sort of anticipating this guy is going to be good. And the other reason that I think that Josh Allen might have a little bit more pressure on him this weekend is simply because they're the favorites. They've got a 2.5-point spread on them. They're supposed to win, at least according to those that are making books. So for me, I kind of feel like Josh Allen has more pressure, but I hear what you guys are saying about the ascension of these two quarterbacks, because listen, I like Lamar Jackson, but he has declined. His passing, which was great last year, has taken a big slide this year. So we'll just have to see. If you were going to be the quarterback for either of those teams this week, what do you think you would be looking for the most, John? What would you be looking for to try to exploit from the defenses of either the Buffalo Bills or the Baltimore Ravens?
Well, the Buffalo Bills, you know, their running defense is ranked in the bottom third of the league. The Baltimore run offense is, you know, one of the tops in the league. So I think that is where the matchup lies. It's, you know, which team is going to be able to force the other one out of what they do best, right? We know Josh Allen's going to throw. He's going to beat you with his legs, but it's going to be a little bit unfamiliar to what you see Lamar Jackson doing, because those are designed runs. Those are designed RPOs. Those are designed for him to pull it on 3rd and 6, right, where Josh Allen's going to probably drop back 45, 50 times a game and get 10 or 12 rushes that are non-scripted. And I think that's what I'm looking for this week, is that those two dynamics where you got quarterbacks that can both make plays with their legs, but they just do it differently.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. The other day, you and I were talking, if you happen to just be tuning on, it's John Denton, former NFL, CFL, and UNLV Rebel quarterback. You and I were talking off air, and I asked you if you were the comp of Josh Allen back in the day, because John Denton's nickname coming out of high school was the Green Valley Gunslinger. So you were known to have a really big arm, a howitzer. Were you considered a mobile quarterback back then? I mean, John, the game was so different. I don't really recall how this went. When I saw you guys play El Dorado a couple of times, it was like not even a contest. You just beat us so bad. So what were your comps when you were coming out or when you were going into college?
Yeah, so I was what they would consider now a dual threat quarterback, right? So we ran a little bit of the option, the speed option. We were doing shotgun back in 94, 95, when it was, you know, people were like, what are you doing, a mini punt? You know, like what's going on here?
What's that, a pistol?
Exactly. So for myself is that I was accustomed to running the option a little bit, from the speed option, from the belly option, and then obviously throwing 25 times a game in high school was, you know, so I was comfortable with either way. And when I got to UNLV, it was definitely not a running offense. It was a West Coast shotgun, you know, driven offense from a BYU lineage. And my runs were based off of my offensive line not having enough skill set to block the guy in front of him. So it was forced runs, kind of like what you see from Josh Allen, being able to use that athletic ability to escape.
Yeah, I think, John, the other day when I was asking you about that very thing and saying to you, man, you kind of remind me of Josh Allen. You're like, yeah, put a couple extra inches and maybe 40 pounds on me, and then I would perhaps be Josh Allen. Now, listen, exactly. Brady, we've been talking about this weekend's NFL matchups quite a bit, and for good reason. Divisional round matchups are exceptional, and I think that some of the best and most historically fun games in NFL playoff history have come to us from the divisional round. Now, you've been crunching the numbers this week and working up a couple of really solid plays for us, and today I'm going to have the John Denton special for our listeners back on the website, WKTYSports.com, later this afternoon. So, John, talk to us about the plays that you're going to be making and what these numbers are that you've been crunching, why you feel so strongly about them.
Yeah, so as I've mentioned before, you know, I'm a huge believer in past trends, past analysis, data that puts you in the light of which way to lean, you know, one way or the other, but also looking at situational injuries, current situations type thing. And there's some trends and analysis this week that really stick out to me, and it really drives my plays this week. And, you know, I'll give you an example. Three trends that I stuck with this week that leads to my plays is that Number one seeds in the AFC, obviously coming off a bye this year, are 12-17 against the spread historically in the last 29 games. So number one seeds in the NFC are 19-11 against the spread. Mm. So there's a real disparity there between the AFC and the NFC number one seeds. Yeah. So you're talking about Kansas City,
yep,
and you're talking about Green Bay. So another thing that I want to throw out for Green Bay, for you guys there, is a tremendous stat here, is that playoff teams that lost in the previous year's championship game, Green Bay, are 33-15 against the spread that first year back in the playoffs.
Now, that's a huge number.
Now you add in a second caveat of that is that if their opponent, Green Bay's opponent, is off a double-digit win, right? So L.A. Rams won by double digits last week on the upset victory. They're 21-3 against the spread. So when you're looking at 54-18 angle on a spread, Green Bay makes it into my best bet this week.
Wow!
And we'll get into that in a second.
Okay, I like
this. Another thing here that I'm going to play against the Browns this week, but not so much the Browns, but I'm going to play against the Browns defense. I'm going with the Chiefs over, and the reason why I say that is because a team. When you look at the team totals this week, you see some high totals, right? So anytime the total is 56 or higher in the playoffs, divisional round, you're looking at 6-1 to the over. 6-1 to the over.
Really? Now let me just stop you real quick there because, John, we're talking this Cleveland and Kansas City matchup. This opened at 57. There has been literally zero movement on this number at all. I guess I'm just flabbergasted to think that that number is at 57, so likely to cash when given what you just broke down for us.
Yeah, it's amazing. And kind of there's two other caveats to that, too, that kind of play into where I'm putting this Kansas City play this week is that when you're talking about a total of 48-50, you're looking at 21-12 to the over. Now, on the second, going down a little bit, when you're looking at a total from 51-55 points, you're looking at 9-18 against the spread.
Wow.
So when you're talking about 48-50 points, you're hitting at 65% on the over. And then if you go above 55 points, 56 and over, you're hitting almost 90%+ of your points, right? So with the Green Bay total sitting at, you know, you're looking at 50. I show 56 here with what I'm looking at. So if we tease the six-point teaser, right, you're falling into that 48-50 range and giving yourself a 65% advantage on the over.
The Packers and Rams number that I'm seeing at VSIN right now is 45.5. It's gotten bet down from 46.5 on open.
And I think that has to do with, obviously, some of the hindrances that the Rams have on offense.
Yeah.
Right, you're going to play in Green Bay where it's going to be chilly, it's going to be cold. You can't inject a thumb. Right, you got to be able to feel the football, and the thumb is a very important part of throwing the football. So if Jared Goff's not 100%, you know, there's a reason why that line is trending downwards is because, again, you know, you look at a Green Bay team that all they have to do technically is score 24, 28 points.
Right.
And can the Rams score 14 points this week? I don't know. I think you're going up against a better offense than they went up against last week, and got a guy that's on a mission, number 12 behind the center. I think that, and again, 33-15 against the spread angle, right, you know, after they lost the championship game last year. So they're, you know, they're another one of my plays, and you know, it's amazing to me. And when you talk about L.A. Rams, right? So divisional dogs that are off a win, upset win, like the Rams are last week,
right?
They're 12-46 straight up.
Wow. So this really does, what John's breaking down, and I'm going to have this recapped in the John Denton special on our website, but what John's breaking down is this. Right now, as of today, the Green Bay Packers -6.5 are almost a lock to cover this spread. You know, we've been gifted with this going down, John, from the opening number of 7, Green Bay at 7, because if the Packers do win by even a touchdown, the 6.5 number gives us a cover. That's good stuff. You always hope to get that situation, but when you can come in without a hook, you got to kind of take that.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, I try to put myself in an advantageous situation against the books because, again, they don't build these casinos. They don't build these sports books because they lose, right?
No doubt.
So you've got to do, as a bettor, you have to do yourself a favor and try to find where, you know, where the advantage lies to you. And for me this week, my best bet, right, I'm laying a three-team, 6-point teaser.
Okay.
I've got Green Bay,
yep,
-1 or -0.5. Just to win the game. I've got Kansas City over 49, and I've also 50, right around a 49-50, whatever I can get it at. I think I actually got it at 50 was the over.
Good. Yeah.
And then Baltimore, I'm taking Baltimore +8, +8.5.
I like this.
That's so, my three-team teaser this week.
Beautiful. The John Denton special, Green Bay -0.5, Kansas City, Cleveland over 49, Baltimore +8. This is a really good-looking card. Now, for our listeners, if you're curious, do you have to win all of these games in order to cash a three-team play like this? Yes, you do. That's what makes teasers so fun and yet so tricky to be able to pull off. John, yesterday in my Rockies Daily Play, I put together two games for this weekend. Curious to get your thoughts on these. I actually used a two-team teaser, bet them both on the totals, and flexed that the 6 points into play on both of these. Actually, no, I used the lines yesterday. I took Cleveland +10 and added 6 onto that, so I put Cleveland +16. Then I took the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at +3 and added 6 onto them. So I've got Tampa Bay +9 and I've got Cleveland +16. Having both of them, I believe, cover those numbers. How do you think that's going to work out for me?
I like the Tampa Bay pick. I do. I think that's going to be a close game. I think you're going to have the only thing that scares me on that game is Tom Brady playing a night game. He said it many a times. He does not play well at night. His body just doesn't adjust to the time. And, you know, I that's the only thing that scares me. I think you're going to have both of those teams are fabulous, good defenses, good offenses. I stayed away from that game this week just so I could sit down and enjoy two of the greatest quarterbacks that we've ever seen.
Yeah.
No. Right. So that was the only reason why I didn't bet that game.
Yes.
Now, the Cleveland game you're talking about, listen, anytime you can get double digits over 2 touchdowns in a playoff game, I think no one's going to poke holes in that theory, right? But when you talk about a flat spot, this is a prime spot for Cleveland to be flat. Anytime a team has scored 39 points or more, their last playoff game, they're 7-19 against the spread.
Ah, well, so but that's why I added 6 points onto this. Because
there you go. That's your advantageous.
That's where you
did me to burst your bubble there, Dave. but that's where you get the advantage.
Yeah.
Is by playing the teaser, right? Is that again? They go out and they lose by 14, right? You're in the money, you know, and that's why we call it gambling.
Yeah, it's sure fun, and it's sure fun getting to talk about this stuff with you because you make us a little bit smarter each and every time that you're on air. Now, Tuesdays and Thursdays, John Denton will be joining the program. So a three-team 6-point teaser sees the Packers go from -6.5 down to just a 0.5. The Kansas City-Cleveland game, you took it at 56. Great job because you got that flex down to 50 as the total going over that. And then Baltimore +8, adding 6 points to their underdog status there up in Buffalo. I think that's a real solid. I think that's a real solid card there, John. I like this a lot. And for our listeners, later this afternoon, WKTYSports.com will have this recapped, and I'll also include today's audio. I'm up against it, big guy. Got to run. But thanks for everything. I know you and I are going to be talking over the weekend, but have a great rest of your day. Are you guys anticipating snow down there tonight, too, by the way?
Yeah, anticipating snow tonight and then all the way into tomorrow. Okay. Good thing about it is I'm trekking out of the Midwest and heading over to Vegas for the next 10 days. So I'll be coming to you guys live next week from about 60 degree weather.
Look at you.
Sorry.
Fine. That's fine. Rub it in, John. Go have fun. Go make the big dollars while I'm sitting here making $500 a week and talking sports. But I love it. It's a great fun job. Hey, have a great day. I'll talk to you over the weekend. Thanks again for everything.
Sounds good, Dave. Talk to you guys soon.
You betcha. John Denton, former quarterback of my UNLV Rebels, and of course played in the NFL and the CFL. Now our gaming expert, at least one of our gaming experts, because at some point coming up in the future, I do think we'll be talking to Rob Michigan, my good friend from Vegas, who is the author of numerous sports books and right now is writing like a dog for GamingToday.com. All right, stay tuned. When I come back, it's Rocky's Daily Play, right? We just got all of that from John Denton. It's his Daily Play. I'll be sure to recap that.